This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 791, Formal Garb Vocabulary for IELTS Speaking.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You could be asked about costumes or dressing up for special events on your IELTS test. Get ready for these questions with today's native vocabulary.
Hey, Jessica, what's happening?
Oh my gosh, tomorrow is Halloween. I'm very excited.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Wow, I have dreams of when I get my first dog, what I'm going to dress him up as or what we're going to be like, you know, like
yes!
three of us could all dress up in a costume and he could be a key piece of the portrayal.
Yes. I love this so much because like James and I were just talking about this. So on the All Ears English side, guys, I shared the fact that James and I are adopting another dog soon. Yay. And as we were looking at dogs on petfinder.com, if you're in the US, petfinder.com, I'm endorsing it. so if you are, we're looking at dogs and James is already like, oh my gosh, we could look how cute she is because we're getting a smaller dog than Ozzy.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, she could wear little sweaters. And like, we were literally thinking of like Halloween costumes as well, that Ozzy and the dog and the other one and me and James could all like try to coordinate.
Isn't that the funnest thing? That is so fun. So I love cute. That. I love that.
And like little Christmas sweaters. Oh my gosh.
I love it. I love it. And guys, this does tie into IELTS because when it comes to IELTS, if you can bring as much material from your own life, it's all about your own life, right? IELTS, especially the speaking and the writing part, it's about you. It's about your ideas about the world.
Exactly, guys. That might be the most frequent piece of advice I could give students in speaking part one and part two, and to some extent part three, but mostly part one and part two is just like, okay, the answers you just gave me sound like a brochure. It sounds like something you read on Wikipedia. Basically that answer could have come from anybody. And that is always a bad sign, guys. Like it has to be personalized. It has to be unique. Even just make something up if you feel like you don't have a unique story. Yeah. But it has to sound, you know, like you. That I'm not going to hear from everyone else.
Right, because those types of responses, that everyone gives, those are usually in the 6 range, right, Jessica? 6, exactly. 6.5. Yeah, not good.
Exactly. Mechanical, robotic, boring, studenty, all of those negative adjectives that keep you out of 6. So as we talk about the vocabulary today, you guys, definitely think about how we are giving personal details related to the vocabulary words. And then also please choose 4 or 5 words today and think about how you could use them in your own stories.
Yeah, for sure. We need to be ready here, right? Part of IELTS preparation is having these interesting vocabulary words, and we're going to give you, you know, 6 or 7 of them today. So write them down.
Yes, we have a lot of great words today, you guys. So these words, some of them could only apply when you're thinking about costumes, but some of them are just also just for dressing up, right? Yeah. Just different ways to talk about clothes. Yeah. And we know that not everyone celebrates Halloween. We understand that. But you know what? I mean, Lindsay and I have traveled to so many countries. We should count like together the total number of countries.
We should.
but it's tons and tons. And I would say like pretty much every culture I've come into contact with at some point in the year, guys, you're going to wear special clothes to celebrate something. It could be traditional clothes or even just formal attire, you know, but at some point like this will apply to you.
Yes. And I love it. You just dropped the first vocabulary word for our students, for our listeners today. So guys, break out your pen and paper. But the word is attire. So I love that. That one sounds kind of fancy, right?
It does. It sounds smart. Yeah. And it's not like, don't confuse fancy and smart with formal, right? Because you could drop this in speaking part one and part two. Sounds smart and it's not inappropriate. And also instead of formal attire or traditional attire, I like just formal wear. Or, right? Like formal wear is a little bit fancier than just saying formal clothes.
Yeah. I feel like I might see that on an invitation for something, some kind of an event where, you're indicating what, I mean, we could do another episode, I suppose, on All Ears English about, wedding indications on what to wear, like black tie or cocktail dress. That would be a good episode idea for the other show. Guys, if you're not subscribed to All Ears English, then make sure you go over there and subscribe. So
that would be so great. Like how to decipher a wedding invitation.
Yeah,
and all of the acronyms and stuff that happen. Oh, such a good idea. Okay. So instead of attire, right? Just a smart word for clothes. Yeah. You could say garb. That's another smart sounding word.
Garb. Is there any difference in your mind between attire and garb?
Just that garb feels funny to say. Yeah. That's the only difference. I feel like they both just mean clothes, right? I feel like garb could be, it sounds maybe like more of a dressing up or a costumey type connotation, but it could just be a general paraphrase for clothes at the same time.
Yeah, I think at this level, at this point, guys, you don't need to get too deep into the differences between those two. I think garb is like a little bit more distinctive. Maybe you're wearing something different and distinctive,
but really,
I think we can interchange them. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So attire, garb, wear.
Wear.
As the noun. I love it. Hello, lovely IELTS students. If you're looking for a way to go deeper into your preparation for the speaking exam, not just vocabulary, but real examiner advice, go to allearsenglish.com/band. See a whole mock speaking test with transcripts and my examiner advice. Go to allearsenglish.com/band. Okay, so as far as if you are putting on a costume, right? Mm-hmm. Go into detail about that costume. For example, is there a wig involved? Mm-hmm. So oftentimes, I will get for Halloween a wig because if I'm going to be a witch or something like that, because my hair is super short, right? Yeah. A lot of costumes don't have short hair, so I always need to get a wig for Halloween and have one year I don't remember what I was, maybe a zombie or something, and I had just this long gray ratty wig that I wore.
Whoa.
It was awesome.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I must have worn a wig, but I can't think of when. Yeah, that's funny. So fun though to throw that on and go out. And I mean, you're really into Halloween, right, Jessica?
Well, I'm just into holidays.
Dressing up in general. Yeah.
Yes, just any reason to celebrate and do something fun. Any reason to come up with activities.
Yeah.
So I've already planned all this stuff leading up to Halloween. We're going to go get pumpkins. We're going to carve them. We're going to decorate. It just makes more fun stuff to do.
Yeah. It's fun when you have a kid too. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think I would do those things by myself.
No, yeah. Some adults would though, I would say.
That's true. And you should. Okay. Anyway, so wig. What else do we talk about specifically when describing a costume?
Okay. So this word armor. So armor is good to describe if you are going as a knight, right? Or something where you're having to put on a suit and it's kind of metal or different materials. It's not necessarily cloth. It's armor.
Yes. So any sort of, so it's not cloth. It's a harder material. We've made armor out of cardboard before, right? Anything that should look like you're protecting yourself could be like a ninja or a knight or any fighter type costume. Mm-hmm. You could put armor on. So that's a really specific word.
Yeah. That's a really specific one that would be really impressive to the examiner if you threw that out there.
Totally. And then the last one, guys, if you want to go into detail about your face paint, that would bring up a lot of specific words as well, right? I had to create the look of a killer clown. I don't know. I'm thinking like Pennywise from It.
No.
Some of the kids want to be that for Halloween. And describing like the different shapes and the colors and the hues instead of color, right? Like a red hue would be impressive. Yeah. But just really digging into detail about that would be, it would bring up so much specific vocab.
Yeah. And guys, take today's episode and write down these words and then think of other kind of speaking test answers that where you might employ them, right? Like the word hue. I feel like that could be used to describe a landscape, a painting, kind of art, right? So don't just limit it to this kind of question. Take it to other different kinds of questions.
Yeah, for sure. And finally, guys, like where would you see this on IELTS? So we've hinted at it, like where you could use this on IELTS, but just to get a little bit more specific, guys. So in part one, common topics, celebrations, events, family parties, work parties, just cultural traditions and customs, right? Like all of those could call forth this vocab. And then in part two, I actually did a YouTube video talking about describing Halloween as a part two event topic. So go to the YouTube channel, guys. Subscribe if you're not already a subscriber.
Ooh, yeah, because part two is tricky. We have to answer for 2 minutes, right? So we need lots of material to bring out that story. But we do talk about that a lot, like you said in that video, that YouTube video. What's the name of that video, Jessica? Do you remember?
I do not.
That's okay.
You call it up? You know what, guys? If you go to IELTS Energy TV and you search Halloween on our channel, you will find it right away.
There we go. Perfect.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. This also reminds me just real quick of the gold vocabulary list, the personal coach gold plan, the new vocabulary list that we've added to that plan. They are remarkable. You know, I counted there's more than 100 of them in there. 100 new words between all of the lists. It's amazing.
That is incredible. You know, like guys, when the process of making these lists was so fun. The favorite part of my like working life is creating stuff for you guys. Like that is far and away the favorite thing that I get to do. And so making these lists was so fun. And when I finished that, just that first list, the topic specific list, because I know how difficult it is for you guys to know where to put these words and where to get them and all of that. Yeah. So that was the first list I completed. And when I completed it, it was like so many pages. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, is that too much? No, it's not.
No.
So guys, definitely check that out. So it's not only the topic specific one, you also get a whole list just about informal vocab, right? That you could use in speaking part one, part two, and also general letters. And then just a list of academic words that you could use for any topic, for any time you're sounding formal on the exam.
Yes, I love it. So guys, you need those vocabulary words. So check out the Personal Coach Gold Plan. That is our recommendation these days because that gets you the most strategic instruction, right? Gets you the most the strategies, all the extra practice packages and everything that you need. So guys, go over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to check that out.
Yes, awesome. Oh my gosh, you're going to be amazed at all of the packages in there. It's enormous. So
it's going to be pretty good. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today and I'll see you soon.
All right, sounds good. Happy Halloween.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.